This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is word this morning that consumer spending rebounded in May, with personal income up the most in 3 months. On Thursdays, we check in with economist Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So this week, home prices up, now personal spending and income. But what's your level of optimism about all this?
Well, it's cautious optimism because we saw some downward revisions earlier in the week to GDP as well, driven by downward revisions to consumer spending. And so what we saw was more fiscal drag than we initially thought in the first quarter. And consumers are showing some strong gains on things like spending on big ticket autos and durable goods. That's good, and non-durables. But spending on services for the second month in a row actually showed a decline.
In fact, you flagged some details on healthcare spending in America.
Yes, what we've seen is services spending has suffered both because of an unusually cool spring where people aren't turning on their air conditioners as much as usual, but also because we're seeing a moderation in medical spending. People are either not going to the doctor as much because they don't have the coverage they once did, or the actual medical inflation has moderated because we've seen some efficiencies out there. The medical industry is responding to this shortfall in people going to the doctor, and that is all putting some drag on services consumption, which is the largest part of the U.S. economy.
Now, the Dow had that 353-point drop. It was a week ago now. We'll check to see if that drop has been erased in just a sec. But there are also bond yields.
Yes, what we've seen is the Federal Reserve has sort of circled their wagons, and bond yields spiked up sharply. The market corrected, and the world, you know, as we thought we knew it, was coming to an end as far as markets were concerned, because they didn't believe the Fed when the Fed said tapering's still easing. They just got confused. I think no one wants to see the sausage being made, and it was just too much information. We've seen more people speaking today and showing up the view the Fed is not going to end stimulus anytime soon. In fact, we've now begun to see those bond yields start to come off as well. And that's very important for things like the mortgage market and all of the things that the U.S. economy has been in contingent on in terms of growing.
In fact, the 10-year bond yield now is at about 2.5%. Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial, thank you.
Thank you.